Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about an AI model that is, and I don't say this lightly, going to absolutely blow your mind. We're talking about Kimi K2 thinking. Okay, I'm excited to discuss this. Every week there's a new game-changing model. What makes this one so special? What's the main point of the content we're covering today? This isn't just an upgrade. It's a whole new category. The content describes it as the AI model that could actually start replacing human beings in certain tasks. And the reason is its ability to work for hours on end, making hundreds of tool calls with zero hallucinations.
Wait, back up. Zero hallucinations? That's a massive claim. And working for hours? Most models get lost or confused after just a few steps. How does it even pull that off?
That's the secret sauce. It uses something called interleaved thinking. It's a five-step process. Plan, act, verify, reflect, and refine. It's constantly checking its own work.
So it doesn't just follow a path blindly. It takes a step, looks around, and asks itself, "Am I going in the right direction?" Well, that's how we think.
Exactly. As it works, it actually gets smarter, not more confused. This is why it can be so independent. You give it a complex task, and because it reflects and course corrects, it can just go for hours. No human intervention needed.
I see. Interesting. You mentioned tool calls a second ago. For anyone who isn't deep in the AI world, what does that actually mean?
Great question. Think of it as giving the AI hands. A tool call is the AI's ability to use other programs to get things done. Like using a web browser to search for information, or a code interpreter to write and run Python, or a document creator to build a report. Kimi K2 can make hundreds of these calls in a single session, all on its own.
Wow. So it's not just thinking, it's doing. It's actively taking action in the digital world. That really does close the gap between what an AI can conceptualize and what a human can execute.
And that's not even the most incredible part. Let's talk about cost. The content says it's half the price of, you know, the next GPT model and a tenth of the price of Claude's top-tier model.
You have to be kidding me. So it's more capable, more independent, and it's a fraction of the cost? That seems almost too good to be true.
I know, right? But wait, there's more. It is completely open weights.
Okay, now you're just making things up. Open weights? So you can just download it? Run it on your own machine, completely offline?
You absolutely can. Now, you do need a beast of a machine to do it. The content mentions needing 2 Mac Studio M3 Ultras. But the point is, the company, Moonshot, just gave the model to the world and said, "Here, do what you want with it." That is revolutionary.
That's a massive statement. But let's be critical for a moment. Is it really better at everything? Is there any area where it's maybe just as good or even lacking a little?
I'm glad you asked. The content does point out one area. For pure coding tasks, Claude's latest model, what the text calls Sonnet 45, still seems to be the king. But for almost every other area, especially these complex agentic tasks, Kimi K2 is just as good, if not better.
Got it. So how does this look in practice? The content mentioned a demo, right?
Oh, the demo is fantastic. The creator built a custom research app. They gave it a prompt to research note-taking tools like Notion and Obsidian, compare their pricing and features, and then generate a full professional research report.
And how did it do?
It was stunning. You could watch its interleaved thinking in real time. It planned its research, then started making tool calls, searching the web for Notion's pricing, then Obsidian's pricing. It would get a result, reflect on it, and then refine its next search query based on what it found. For instance, it searched for what you get in Obsidian's $10 tier specifically.
So you can literally see it learning and adapting as it goes. How long did this whole process take?
The entire thing, from prompt to a beautifully formatted PDF report with top recommendations, took just 4.5 minutes. It made 12 separate tool calls and analyzed all the data it gathered using Python. It built an entire research report from scratch in less time than it takes to make coffee.
That is, frankly, a little scary. You know, when the content mentions replacing human beings, that's the kind of thing that makes people nervous about their jobs.
I know, and the video's creator addresses that directly. Their perspective is that it's not about taking away from humans, but adding to what we're capable of. It gives a one-person business the power of an entire corporation. Imagine having a team of these AI agents working for you, doing research, writing content. It's a massive force multiplier for individuals.
That's a much more empowering way to look at it. So this isn't about replacing me. It's about getting me a superpowered assistant. Okay, I'm sold. How can people actually try this out for themselves?
It's surprisingly accessible. You can go to Kimi.com and test it right now for free. But even better, the content provides a step-by-step guide to build that exact research app we just talked about. And you don't even need to know how to code.
No coding? How is that possible?
You use an AI coding assistant, like the Claude Code extension in VS Code. The content provides the exact prompt to copy and paste. You give that prompt to Claude, and it just builds the entire application for you. The user interface, the backend connections to the Kimi API, everything. It's an afternoon project that leaves you with arguably the most advanced AI research assistant in the world.
That's absolutely wild. The idea that you can use one AI to build an app that leverages an even more powerful AI. We're really entering a new era here. This Kimi K2 thinking sounds like it's setting a new benchmark.
It absolutely is. It's on the cutting edge, and it will be fascinating to see how the other major players respond to this. This is a huge leap forward. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.